When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
Come on.
Hello, dear listener. Before we get into today's show, quick ask. If you find value in today's show or you've gotten value out of a previous show, please leave us a quick 5-star review. Be super grateful. Thanks a lot. Don, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Excellent. I'm ready. The people are ready. Let's go. Welcome to Money Savage Engage. This is George Grumbacher. Don Long is a best-selling author. He is a speaker and a peak performance consultant. I'm excited to have you on. Don, tell us a little bit about your personal life, some more about your work, and why you do what you do.
Well, my personal life background is basic. Since I was 20 years old, I've had businesses and started out just in business in the beginning to figure out a way to make my life work. I was married to my beautiful wife at 20, and so I had to figure out how to pay the bills. So in the beginning, right, it was more about, you know, finding a path forward and just making some income. But then I realized over time that I developed kind of a gift for it. Building things. I come from a family who built highways for a living when I was a kid. And so I realized I kind of grew up in a family that really loved to build things and construct things. So that's kind of how I ended up in the path of business and being an entrepreneur, and had several companies that did real well, had a few that were not that good.
Sure.
So that's kind of been my journey forward. And I sold the last company that I ran in the beginning. It was actually the end of 2018, beginning of 19, to kind of go on the journey of helping people identify their best life, basically. I've been coaching people for years in the corporate world because I've run a couple businesses at high level. So I've had some looks at some different people that were successful. And I really wanted to devote more time to helping entrepreneurs, helping people that were maybe somewhere in my path and journey who needed a little nudge forward. And that's kind of where I ended up at this point in time, of creating products and services to help people hopefully grow a better life.
Yeah. Well, amen to that. I love hearing people's stories because I love hearing about that you are in the path business and that your family built highways. I like to romanticize things.
Yep.
And I'm a huge fan of that parable of the three stone cutters, right? You know, one was cutting rocks, and the third was building a cathedral. Did your family view how did they view their work? Was it romanticized, or am I just trying to connect dots?
Actually, that's actually a great way to put it. They all of my family had a very large work ethic. We also had a family farm that we worked on when we weren't working on roads. When I was a kid, it looked like just a bunch of work.
Yeah.
But you know, my great grandfather helped build Highway 54 with drag pans and mules to Chapel Hill, which is where UNC's at. So, you know, my grandfather was 9 years old carrying buckets of water to help him build the road. But wow. I heard all these stories because obviously I wasn't around at that time. But my family really, they loved working and they loved building stuff. And I didn't really catch that till later in life. I got a great work ethic from my family. But I realized how much just recently, just probably within the last few years, of that what gives me juice is actually building things and people. And I realized how much it's actually related to what we used to build, this highways and roads, and they took really great pride in their work.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I certainly appreciate that. So I think that's awesome. All right, so you are helping entrepreneurs, helping people uncover their identity, you're helping them create lasting wealth, you're helping them have the impact that I think so many of us are searching for. And you're drawing on your personal experience, and you recognize that your family loved working, and you recognize that you get lit up by doing this process. So how do you get started with people? Like, what is that even?
Well, it's a number of ways. You know, I'm currently working with a professional soccer player who runs soccer teams and clubs for young kids. And of course, I can't teach him anything about soccer. I don't even know the rules of soccer.
Right.
So. But basically, the starting point for me is always the first step with people when they contact me and we dig in. I always start with identity, because what I realize is that if I can get people to the core of who they are, who they really are, and sometimes that takes some uncovering of stuff that's been put on them by well-meaning teachers, mentors, coaches, parents, whatever, that actually is not true to their own heart. So we have to dig through that sometimes and remove things that they think actually are them when they're superimposed upon them. And we all come this way because we're all born. And so our parents or teachers or mentors or coaches do the best they can. But what I found out for me, I had this kind of transitional moment in time in 2004 through 06. And this is kind of when I started taking down this journey and this path. And I had what I call a spiritual meltdown. It's in one of the books that I wrote. But the essence of what happened was, I realized I was, when you got to the core of what really happened to me, I realized I was living other people's lives and their expectations. And I wasn't living who I was. And there was some of me coming through, but not a lot. And so that was the transition point of the identity piece in this whole message. And without identity, personally, I just believe that people are never fully fulfilled, because there's always something inside of them that is pointing to that. But a lot of times we will not give place to that because of our former teaching, our former truth, the way we walked our life out prior. So when I start with people, obviously it starts with the identity piece.
And that's got to be everybody. You probably met very few, if none, who just come and like, wow, it's George. Like it's 100% him.
Yeah.
So, and that process can be less brief, but then I'm sure that it can take, and perhaps it took you years.
It actually did. Of course, you know, it's easy. When I had that transition, it took me probably a decade to figure out how to unpack it, articulate what actually happened to me. And, you know, I've been a lifelong learner since I was 20 years old. I picked my first copy of up of Think and Grow Rich and The Magic of Thinking Big when I was 20 years old. And I thought that was the greatest thing on earth. And
right.
From that point on, I was in a CrossFit class this morning before a meeting. And one of the questions that coaches will ask, you know, some icebreaker, your name or whatever, and what do you collect? And I said, well, I collect books, I guess, because I've got closets full of them. So, you know, it's a matter of learning, and becoming has become almost a quest. And the two things that juice me the most is actually growth and contribution. And you can't have contribution if you don't grow, you know. So I'm always looking for things to grow in and become in. And that's definitely a journey of finding the next level of truth that you should be walking out. See, I think life is kind of like the onions. We're always peeling back. We don't ever really arrive. We're always becoming.
Yeah, I think that's a great way to think about it. And trying to get down to that core identity of who we are and peeling back all the layers of stuff that the world has put onto us is a process that I know that I shared with you that I've been going through over the past probably couple of years also. And that's just, you know, I think that everybody, well, is there a certain process that you use? Is it asking questions? Is it journaling that you help people to get to that identity?
Yeah, I kind of go through like a 7-step process that I've developed. It actually came out of the book called The Blueprint of God, the wisdom to change the world is in you. And what I started realizing is that everyone comes with a unique blueprint. Kind of accidentally fell into this. So, you know, it was kind of one of the epiphanies along my journey of the last 15 to 18 years. And, when I realized that, I always start with people on their desires, because a lot of people might not know their gifting, their talents, their personality profile, a lot of the technical things that we work through, but most everybody knows what their dreams are. And so we start there. That's the first place I start. And then I go into gifting, ability and talent from there. And then we kind of move into other pieces of knowledge and wisdom, applicable tools of how to grow into. And we end up with one of the things that I try to get people to along the process is toward the end is I try to get them to identify what's beautiful to them. Because if I can find out your dreams and I can find out what turns you on and lights you up, then we're 2/3 of the way there of uncovering who you really are, because those things are innate to you. You wake up with them. When you go to bed at night, when you wake up, when you have a dream in the middle of the night and you wake up and you feel that thing that's innate inside of you, that's what I'm really trying to get out of. Because I believe people come with handfuls on purpose that's already set in them, that they were pre-wired for greatness. Everyone, not anyone is excluded from that. The only way you're excluded from that is you're not human. You don't qualify. So, I mean, seriously. And so I've seen so much of this in just helping people arbitrarily over the last couple of decades while I was still running a business, that, and then a lot of the people that worked in my companies, I started applying this principle to them. Of course, the thing about building a great company is building great people. Because if you build a team, the team will build the business. And it's like, you know, so all of this is kind of culminated into, you know, there's definitely processes. I try to stay away from tools so much, and because everyone wants tools.
Sure.
You know, and fix me, basically. And I'm like, the problem is that if you get the tools without the process of finding out the real you, you will actually misuse the tools and they'll cause more damage than they'll do good.
Yeah, I can definitely see that. I can definitely see that. And you can give somebody the greatest tool in the world, but if they didn't really understand how to use it and they didn't do all the work necessary, yeah, I appreciate that. Yeah. Well, I think that's brilliant, that asking the question of and getting down to the heart of what's beautiful to you, because the answer is innate. That's probably something that you were born with, and that is the original, that identity that you're looking for. I think that's incredible. That's not an easy question to answer. Or perhaps it is.
No, and that's why I always start with one that's easy to answer for most people is their dreams and the desires. Mm-hmm. And so I start there, and we work our way into their gifts and talents. What I've realized in all of the work I've done with people is no one comes with gifts. No one comes with dreams that they don't automatically have gifts and talents that match.
Got it.
And so what I try to figure out now, I didn't say fantasy.
Right.
So I'll put a caveat in there. Like, you know, there are certain things, like my golf swing's never going to be as good as Tiger Woods.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But some people listening to this might could develop a swing that could be close. I can't, because I've been playing for years. So, and I became a pretty good golfer at one time. But the point is that I'm never going to play golf at that level. Because I don't think I was born with that high level, high eye, hand, and coordination that he has. So I try to get people to me, your desires and dreams are in it. And a lot of times what's superimposed over us is others' dreams. And so what I try to do is dig through the core of that and find one or two things that really I know when I have people, when I'm looking at them, I usually typically either do, you know, Zoom calls or something, so I can look at people when I'm talking to them, because I know when their emotions change, I have them. That's what I'm looking for. And when I find those one or two things that really stick out to them and you can hear their voice change and their emotions change with it, then I'm like, okay, all right, we're going to go down that path, because that path will help you find what's beautiful to you. It'll help you find your gifting and talent will actually manifest what's beautiful to you if you will work out the process and put the work in.
Got it. Yeah. Well, I think that makes all the sense in the world. Nice. All right. And so the light bulb turns on. I'm sure that people get excited about that when it's sort of, it sort of clicks for them. And then it's a matter of putting the work in.
That's exactly right. What I figured out, it's really simple. If I can get people fully alive, they'll do the work. If I can't get them fully alive, they won't have the passion or the energy to do the work. But when you get a person lit up from the inside out and it's congruent with who they really are, and they sometimes see the depth of it for the first time, they become like evangelists. You know, they almost, if you're not careful, they will overwhelm all their friends, family, and people closest to them about, oh my God, I'm, you know, I found me. You know, so it's like, I have to put a warning label on all the new converts that I have.
Yeah.
Look, take it easy on your wife or your kids, or, you know, whatever it might be, who's closest to you, that you're going to go and blurt out all this stuff that you're learning, because they probably already know it and they've been waiting for you to find it out, dude. You know, so,
right.
But it's so exciting. You know, that's what turns me on. You can tell by my voice change. It's
sure.
Like what turns me on is to see someone fully alive. I'll give you a quick story. This is a really quick story.
Yeah.
I had a friend of mine who is a left brain musician, talent beyond level. He can do like light shows for like Led Zeppelin. He's that good on stage. And so, he's been a friend of mine for probably 10 years now. And, he started a business about 3 years ago. I think it's three or four years ago. And basically his business was audio and video for people doing online stuff, product sales, stuff like that. And he's like world-class at it. He does all my products. He makes my voice sound good on all the things that I put out. And so anyways, we got together for a cup of coffee, and he, you know, asked me kind of sheepishly, he said, hey, you know, I'm starting a business, but I don't know how to sell. And I'm like, well, okay. So we started meeting once a week about business, and I just answered his questions. And it really wasn't ever about sales. It was more about learning how to build relationships, because he's kind of an introvert. And in 6 weeks, he comes in and he is fully alive. And I can tell, it's like, he looks like a Christmas tree coming into the coffee shop. And I'm like, what happened? And he's like, man, he's like, everyone I talk to is doing business with me. I have more clients than I can get to. And 6 weeks. And I'm like, what happened? And I realized what happened is he started believing that all he needed to do was be him. And he got pulled the layers off of introvert, musician, artist, all the things that say you can't talk to people and actually do business. And all those kind of stereotypes that we put on people in society. He pulled all those labels off, and he put the label on that all I need to do is become fully alive in the services I give, because I know they're world class. And that one transition, that one transformation in his life caused him to be fully alive, and he's never stopped. His business has exploded. He's had to revamp his whole schedule over the last 3 years because he's growing so fast he can't get to people.
Awesome. So. I love it. Like, that's incredible. I love it. Well, Don, Savage Nation is ready for your difference-making tip. What do you have for them?
The difference-making tip that I can give you is, as you find and live out what you feel is coming next, you will experience transformation and into something greater than you ever were before. So find that thing that's trying to manifest in your life.
Wack, that is great stuff. That definitely gets a come on.
Come on.
Don, thank you so much for coming on. Where can Savage Nation learn more about you, and how can people engage with you?
Well, the easiest way to contact me is my website. It's really easy, www.donwlong.com. It's just donwlong.com. I also have, and you can put this in the show notes, a free product for any one of your listeners that would like to grab it. It's called Life Bites for Life. com, and it's just like it sounds, Life Bites for Life, all spelled out, lowercase.com. It's 30 days of 5-minute talks and insights and wisdom and stuff that I did have people have a 30-day growth process. It's a free product. If you go, you click on it and download it and enjoy the audios.
I love it. Well, Savage Nation, if you enjoyed this as much as I did, show Don your appreciation and share today's show with a friend who also appreciates good ideas. Go to donwlong.com and also lifebitesforlife.com. Take advantage of that 30-day program. I'll list both of those in the notes of the show. Thank you again, Don.
Thank you, and really enjoyed it.
And until next time, keep fighting the good fight, because we are all in this together. Spending too much time on social? Is your daily screen time over 2 hours? Are you a little bit overweight? Not saving enough money? Any or all of these are familiar. Strive could be for you. The Strive 2-week online bootcamp will help you to detox your mind, body, and money, getting you on your way to a happier, healthier, wealthier, and more confident life. Go to strivedetox.com, strivedetox.com, and get your mind, body, and money right.